When I can't make up my mind about something, I start a notebook. I use it to think aloud. I fill it with questions, arguments, and reassuring clichés. My notebook from August 1997 read, Reasons not to visit Duane's writing class at Juvenile Hall. Students, all gangbangers, feel unqualified to evaluate poems about AK-47s. Still angry about getting mugged in 1978. Still angry about having my apartment robbed in 1986. Still angry about my wife's car being stolen in 1992. Wish we could tilt L.A. County and shake it until everybody with a shaved head and tattoos falls into the ocean. Feel uncomfortable around teenagers. On the next page, I wrote, Reasons to visit Duane's class at Juvenile Hall. Have never seen the inside of a jail. Pretended to be enthusiastic when Duane mentioned it. The trouble started after I mentioned to Duane Noriyuki, a friend and writer for the Los Angeles Times, that I was having problems with my novel about a cloistered nun. What kind of problems, he asked. I didn't want to reveal the full extent of it. The plot had collapsed. The main characters seemed lifeless. The dialogue rang false. I had lost sight of the theme, and the setting felt wrong. So I limited myself to telling him about Carlos. Carlos was a minor character in the story, a juvenile delinquent with a terminal illness. Although I'd given Carlos tattoos and a bald head, he failed to impress my editor. She thought he needed a personality, and please, 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 she urged in one of her notes, give him a different name. Los Angeles is the youth gang capital of the world, so I figured Duane must have had to write about them at some point. I asked if he could recommend any good books about juvenile delinquents that I could use for research. He thought about it, then answered, not really. I figured that was the end of that, but then he said, but I volunteer down at Juvenile Hall twice a week. I teach a writing class there. If you'd like to come down and visit sometime, the guys could tell you more than any book. I didn't respond immediately. I wanted him to think I was giving it serious thought. Then I asked, are you sure you can't recommend any books? More reasons not to visit Duane's class. Jack Henry Abbott, Norman Mailer debacle. Who cares if thugs write well? They're still thugs. Crime victims don't get free writing classes. Why should the criminals? I gave free readings for the L.A. Library and Planned Parenthood this year. I did my bit. And then there was my deep-seated prejudice against writing classes. I taught creative writing once. At the end of that semester, I vowed never to put the words creative writing and class together in the same sentence again. During our first meeting, a female student read aloud a nonfiction piece about the day her mother discovered her father had been having an affair. As she came to the part of the story where her mother, driven hysterical with anger, scratched her father's face and drew blood, the memory was so painful that she burst into tears and barely made it to the end. When she finished, an uncomfortable silence hung over the room. I was the teacher. It was my job to think of something to say that acknowledged her grief but kept the focus on writing. Should I compliment the way she made the scene more immediate by putting it in the present tense? Should I praise her use of dialogue without tags, i.e., how she always managed to keep the two voices distinct through style and context?